WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning. This is the morning show here on 90.7 The Capstone, and we're happy to be here, just like always.
It's great to be here on a wonderful Ash Wednesday. Happy Ash Wednesday to all who practice, who are listening out there.
Happy Ash Wednesday. So, Christian, are you giving anything up for Lent?
Red meat, yeah.
Red meat. Okay. Yes. I haven't. I hadn't thought about giving anything up, but maybe I should. I'm gonna think about it. Before the end of the show, we will see if I've given anything up.
I was gonna go vegetarian, but relying on those VIP meals, there's like nothing vegetarian.
I know. Shout out,
feel like such a waste.
Shout out to my vegetarian brothers and sisters and non-binary pals, because the options here for Bama Dining, bless their heart, are not. Not the most exquisite, I would say.
No, sadly.
But so Christian is what have you been up to? I know you were out last week. What have you been up to this week?
I was Sunday. I went to RUF swing dancing and I learned how to swing dance a little.
Nice.
Now if you were there, y'all can all attest I was not good, but I technically know how now, and it was really fun. So yeah. And I say I can swing dance.
I want to learn how to. I want to learn how to dance a little better, because I do the whole.
I do the little white mom dance.
A little Drake dance.
A
little Drake dance. I can do the Drake dance, but I got to get better at the actual dancing. I know the box step. I can move in the box step, but I got to get better. So I feel like it's classy to know how to dance.
Yeah, no, it is.
Do you feel classier now?
No, it feels so cultured. You know,
yes.
Swing dance in a ballroom.
So that is one part of culture that we will support. We will support learning, knowing how to swing dance. But this is the morning show. Welcome back to your Wednesday. We've got a great show lined up today. We got some instrument playing, perhaps. We've got well, of course we're going to celebrate the day. We've got some great pictures that we're going to be putting up. It's a pink shirt day, and more great things on the way. It's Tuesday. It's 2:22, and so great show lined up for today. Stay tuned. But to sort of wake you up in case you're still feeling a little groggy, here's Parquet Courts with Wide Right Away.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
So you know, here on the morning show, we like to keep everyone up to date on everything that is going on around here. And what includes what is going on around here is, of course, the weather. All right. It's time for some weather. Yeah. Weather report. 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 Do not abort the weather report. It's time to report the weather report. Here on 90.7 WVUA, here on the station, we're going to give you some updated on the weather here. So it's about 68 degrees right now. I'm going to get up into the upper 70s, and then it's going to get down to, about the same tonight, just low 70s. So it's going to be about the same 10 degrees spread the whole day. No rain expected, should be a little overcast.
Yeah, well, pretty good weather.
Yep, that's... Weather report, weather report, weather report. All right, that was the weather report. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. And now here's Christian with a positive affirmation.
So, you know, I don't know if it's just me, but sometimes you're part of so many organizations, or not even so many organizations, but just a club or two. And the club can feel sort of like, you know, you signed up for fun, but like, it's getting to be a chore. It's getting to be a bore. And so my affirmation is this for today. Today, any organizations I join for the joy of it or for hobbies, or anything else I take joy in, will not become a bore, it will not become a chore. I will still take joy in it, and it will still be just as fun as when I originally joined, and I will not be overwhelmed by things I do extracurricularly.
Positive affirmation from Christian here on 90.7 The Capstone and The Morning Show. Gonna play some more music for you, but whenever we get back, let's get ready to celebrate the day. Don't go away, here's Jordana with To The Ground.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Duckworth with 11:30 here on 90.7 The Capstone, giving you that 11:30 energy here at about 8:30, I guess. It's almost 8:30.
Almost.
Here on The Morning Show. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Noah.
This is The Morning Show. I do not think there is any doubt that this is The Morning Show.
Indubitably.
It would be fun. We should get... I was thinking about this idea. We should get an evening show going.
Oh, yeah.
So do an evening show, and then the morning show and the evening show can have beef.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
The night show. Because we got the morning show, would it just be the evening show? I feel like it'd have to have a different name, the night show or
night
something.
Night show.
WVUA at night.
Yeah.
So the night show, stay tuned. If the night show ends up happening, we will have beef.
We will.
But not for Christian, because giving up red meat for Lent. Is that right?
Indeed.
Okay. So
some chicken.
We will decide before the end of the show what I'm going to give up for Lent. If you have any ideas, be sure to send us a message on Instagram at WVUAFM or maybe give us a call, 205-348-9070. We got the phone right in front of us. You can call in and request a good morning tune, and we'll play it if we got it. Or tell me what I should give up for Lent. So true.
Call within the next hour and a half.
Yes, I know. So in addition to being Ash Wednesday, it's also a special day to celebrate.
Indeed.
It is Pink Shirt Day.
Pink Shirt Day.
So today, February 22nd is Pink Shirt Day, and so this Pink Shirt Day was inspired by moments of kindness, empathy, and understanding. It's an anti-bullying day. So we're wearing a pink shirt. So no bullying today.
No bullying any day though.
So yes,
especially
exactly.
Today,
but especially today.
Unless it's an Auburn fan, right?
In honor of No Bullying Day, I'm gonna give you a scenario, Christian, in which there's perhaps some bullying going on. What would you do? So a new student started at your school this week. A new student came to the University of Alabama, transfer student, and they're having trouble fitting in. Some of your friends have been laughing behind their back. What would you do? Like, we're going straight up John Cajonas. What would you do?
I would encourage them to at least get to know a person before you're like going to giggle at him or something. You don't know the dude's backstory. You don't know what he's up to. You don't know what he's like, what he's interested in, you know.
So get to know this
your
character.
Pals, you know, get to know the new cat. New fellow on campus.
I think that is quite that makes sense to me. Now here's one for me. The meanest kid at school thinks it's fun to tease you every chance she gets. Understandable. I get teased all the time. You're afraid she's going to hurt you, and you're starting to hate school. What would you do? Oof. So this scenario I'm in. I'm getting teased all the time by this girl. Relatable. All these girls just come up to me and tease me, man. What would I do? I think I would drop out of school. I think I would go home and I would start living out of a cave, perhaps. And I think what would you do? I think that's
a good idea.
That might be what I do. But anyway,
the question is it going to be Plato's cave?
I think it would have to be. The thing is, I would be retreating into Plato's cave.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Shout out to all my Plato fans out there.
Or enemies of Plato.
Shout out to them, too. Whether you're a fan of Plato or an enemy of Plato, no bullying. That's what we can get behind.
So true. Even if it's Plato.
Yes. So no bullying, but we will have beef with the evening show if it does end up happening.
Indeed.
Which I hope it does, because I'd like to have some beef or some chicken. In addition to it being a Pink Shirt Day, it's also a very special day of the week, a holiday that comes around once a week, every
Indeed.
Week. And I think it might be, let me check the calendar. I think it might be Weezer Wednesday. It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone. Every Weezer Wednesday, we play you a Weezer song once an hour here on The Morning Show. And in honor of Weezer today, we've also got, me and Christian have whipped out our kazoos.
Indeed, instead of telling you what we're going to do, we're going to play it for you on kazoo.
Exactly. So, see if you can guess the song. Okay, so. Okay. So hopefully album is Weezer Wednesday. You could guess that song, but even if you haven't, we're playing it next. So here it is, Weezer, right here on Weezer Wednesday, 90.7 WVUA, The Morning Show.
Woo! WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Here on 90.7 The Capstone. Here on The Morning Show, we've got an
event.
We've got we like to keep you up to date on any events that we are excited about or that we'd like to share with each other. Christian, tell me about this event that you're looking forward to.
Indeed. So, last week, as our faithful listeners might know, I sadly was not here. That's
Boo.
Because I had a field trip with my History 406 class
Good.
To the Equal Justice Initiative's museum down in Montgomery. If y'all haven't been, it's a wonderful time. And so our event we're talking about this week, it starts at 7:30. We check in at the Student Center Plaza.
It's 7:30 tonight?
7:30, Saturday morning. It lasts from like 7:30/8 to 5:30. We're going down. It's sponsored by the DEI department here at UA, the Division of DEI. It's a free trip down to EJI, like buses and everything. If y'all haven't been, it's a really powerful experience.
And for those of us who don't know, what is EJI?
The Equal Justice Initiative. If y'all have seen Just Mercy, that movie, or read the book, Brian mm-hmm. Stevenson. It's his organization and his law firm, or not law firm, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all haven't been to their museum, it's a really powerful experience. You will probably shed a few tears, but it's the good kind of, you know, emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll make you emotional, but good kind of acclimbed. So I highly recommend going. You can look it up on diversity.ua.edu. It's for the 2023 Black History Month.
And we will also have it on our events calendar. So plug the events calendar. Go check our events calendar on wvuafm.ua.edu for all our events.
And you can register on off that DEI website. So, yeah, highly recommend checking it out.
Free program for UA students.
Indeed. Free transport, free tickets, and... So if
you're looking to, if you've never been to the Equal Justice Initiative, go check it out. I think it's a great place to go see, a great program to go be a part of.
Indeed.
So travel on down. Everything's going to be provided for you as far as transportation and everything. So go check it out. It's going to be this Saturday. At the Student Center at 7:30, and then it's gonna be last the full day. So
yeah.
if you don't have anything going on, or even if you do, this is something that's important to go check out.
It's important. I mean, especially with it being Black History Month,
mm-hmm.
know, it's always important to know your state and nationally your history and the history of America. And it tells a side of American history that might not get talked about a lot. So
exactly. So that's an event that we're excited about. That we think is something to be excited about. And so we are gonna we'll have all the details on our events calendar on our website. So you can go check that out right now. We'll be back in just a minute. Here's Santa Gold with Elias Ortiz.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was the Lagoons with Shooting Star on The Morning Show here on 90.7 WVUA-FM. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. Today's a wonderful day. You know, I woke up early. I had a good breakfast. And there's something about a good breakfast that just, like, makes me feel like I'm going to seize the day. Like, I'm not a big breakfast eater, but I do get my breakfast.
I can agree. I went to breakfast over at the Student Center and got a little chicken biscuit, a little chicky biscuit. The Chick-fil-A opens up at 7:30. And so I got there at, like, 7:20, and they were closed. And I was like, okay. So I just waited for a minute. I was able to have some time to just sort of breathe for a second. And then... got my little chicky biscuit, got a little fruit cup, and mm-hmm. then started the day.
Roll Tide. I had my beloved Lakeside Dining yogurt and granola.
Nice. I might have to try that. I've got a bunch of meal swipes I got to use before the end of the semester. So I might have to take you up on doing some of that granola. Maybe next week we'll have to both get breakfast together.
Indeed.
So and if we do that, of course we'll take a picture. We take pictures of many of the several things that happen here on the morning show, and you can see them all at our Instagram at the end of the show at WVUAFM. And speaking of pictures, one that you will see is of me last week. I don't know if you saw this. This is something that happened to me that was interesting. If, I don't know if you saw this Wienermobile.
Oh, yeah, I saw the Wienermobile.
I might have gotten a picture inside the Wienermobile, inside the passenger seat, because when I say I might, you know I did. You know your boys got a picture inside. So here's what happened. So they had a information session to apply to a job to be a hot dogger. That's what they call them, is where you drive that little thing around for like a year. Drive a little around the Wienermobile and just like go to different cities and, yeah, and promo the brand to everyone. And so I kind of like, just to see what it was all about, because it was kind of interesting, I went to the session and I was like, this actually sounds like a really neat job. I've done some summer camp growing up, and I was like, this sounds like similar type of experience, yeah, doing customer service and things like that. I can give out some weenie whistles. So I went to the hot dogger session, and I just got a call yesterday that I'm going to have the first round of interviews on Friday.
Let's go.
So
everybody pray for Noah. He could be America's
next great hot dogger. So we will see what happens on that. My interview's on Friday. We'll see if I get past that. They said like thousands of people apply and they only take 12.
So the
probability is low, but not impossible.
But he has an edge up. He's from the University of Alabama.
I know. So, and they said they'd had several from the University of Alabama before that had been hot doggers. So there's a legacy.
A legacy of greatness that you could be the heir to.
I know. But so you will see, I've got a picture of me in the passenger seat of the Wienermobile. And we'll add that to all the great pictures of our posts at the end of the show. Make sure to follow us, because we have stuff happening all the time. Stuff we're plugging. We just did a Valentine's Day special the other day that I was super excited about. So we got that stuff going on all the time. Here is Veronica Mars with Blanche Hill to play some music, and we'll be back in just a minute with some new music.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Morning show here on 90.7 The Capstone. Secondhand Sound with Dominoes. Christian, you know, sometimes we like to engage in new things.
Indeed. It's always good to try new things.
Was there anything new that you've tried this past week?
Let me think. We definitely tried out some new music. But let's see. Of course, as I said, I tried out swing dancing.
Okay, tried out swing dancing. Yes, yes.
That was fun. Is there anything interesting I tried that I've never had before?
I went to Baumhauer's for the first time this week.
Oh, you've never been to Baumhauer's?
I've never been there.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good enough. It was kind of like Texas Roadhouse.
Sort of.
It was sort of like Texas Roadhouse.
B-feels, but it's also a lot like B-Fields. It's like kind of like if they had a baby, in my opinion.
I've never been to B-Fields.
Oh, you need to try B-Fields.
Where's that? Is that here?
It's on the Strip.
Okay. I do like how it has like high ceilings as opposed to Texas Roadhouse. And as opposed to Texas Roadhouse, whenever I went to Texas Roadhouse the other day, like, I guess it was like a Saturday or whatever, so party season. But I heard people singing Happy Birthday like 10 times while I was in there, which I know it's all the vibe, but I was like, okay. So I was fine with not having that. But I do like the high ceilings. It was kind of like Cracker Barrel. It made me think of that. Just like it's spacious.
Yeah, it's spacious, but kind of homey.
So I liked that. But so that was something new I tried. But so swing dancing, you tried anything else new you tried this week?
This is interesting. I tried something I'd never tried on a hamburger before.
What's that?
Ironically enough, saying I'm in a fast red meat. But Sunday, I went to brunch, actually at B-Fields, and they put pepper jelly and cream cheese on a burger. It's actually pretty darn good, y'all. So if you're not fasting red meat for Lent, I highly recommend trying it out.
Do it.
If you're like me, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, but
I have good chicken wings.
That's an interesting flavor combination. Would you try it again?
No, it was actually really good. Like, That might be a future go-to order from B-Fields.
I might have to try it at some point. And we will, maybe next break, we're going to decide what I'm going to give up for Lent.
Indeed.
Because I think it'd be kind of fun to try something out for us to bond together. And we'll keep you updated on our morning show journey as we both give something up. Could be kind of fun. But speaking of new stuff, we've got new music every week. Shout out to Alice and the music team for always giving us new music to listen to. You may have heard this on the station already, but we got a new song from Wesley Joseph, Sugar Dye, featuring Dean. We were just watching this.
We were. The music video was really cool.
They got a music video for it. Sort of Ghost in the Shell-esque animation. So definitely go check out the music video if you have a chance. Christian, what were your reactions to this
song? Well, I really enjoyed the music video, first off. As was said, it was really cool. I was really impressed with the production on it. Music wise though, it's kind of a combo R&B rap song, I feel like, sort of, but also with a lot of electro influence, especially in the beat, and I really enjoyed it. It was kind of a sort of more of a chill electro beat,
a little chill hop maybe.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. I enjoyed it though, thoroughly.
Awesome. Well, we'll let you take a listen to it as we fully turn into the 9 o'clock hour here. Sugar Dive by Wesley Joseph featuring me.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was One of a Kind by Marbles on the morning show here on 90.7 WVUA-FM. I'm Christian. I'm here with my wonderful co-host Noah, as always.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So here on the morning show, we like to make you aware of any of the things going on in your day-to-day, including, but not limited to, the weather. So we got our weather thing for you. I think it's time for a weather report. 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 Christian, what's our weather looking like today?
So, it's currently 70 degrees. It's partly cloudy today, but no rain. The high today is 80 degrees. The low, 65.
Weather report. Weather report. Weather report. What's it looking like for the rest of the next few days?
Rest of the week. So, tomorrow, cloudy, but not looking like rain. There will be a low of 67, a high of 81. Friday, 60% chance of rain. 58 is your low, 70 is your high. For Saturday, 40% chance of rain. 58 is your low, 75 is your high. And finally, on Sunday, 60 degrees is your low, 75 is your high. Partly cloudy, no rain.
Sounds good. Weather report. Weather report. Weather report. Weather report. That was your weather report right here on 90.7 The Capstone. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. I've got a positive news story for you right here. So you ever heard of running? Some people like to do it, and some people like to go really fast. So a Dutch woman just broke a world record that had been unbroken for 41 years. It was the 400-meter sprint. The world record was 49.59 seconds, set in 1982. And then just recently here, a Dutch woman broke the record by, I think it's about 30.3 seconds.
Oh, wow.
So it went 49.59 was the record, broke it 49.26. So, I mean, those like milliseconds really count.
They count.
What I love about this is that I think Femke Bol is her name, of this Dutch athlete. And she was running at home. So whenever she beat the record, all of her fellow all of her fellow citizens were there to cheer her on. And so I just think that is like to complete this world record for your country, and then for all of them to be there to support you and to cheer you on. I think that that was really cool. I remember cool. This past summer I did some stuff for the World Games, and we covered gymnastics. And there's this one athlete who was from Alabama who was at the World Games. And like every time she performed, we were like, let's so every time like an athlete did well, you would like cheer to be polite and everything.
Yeah.
But whenever it was like the Alabama athlete, we went crazy. We were like, let's go. So think she should have won. She ended up getting second. I think she did the best, but that's just my opinion, and it's because it's my opinion, you can't be mad at it. Yeah, so that's a positive news story. You know, we like to give some of those throughout your day.
Yeah.
But we'll be back in a minute to celebrate the day. And so it's gonna be a little interesting. It's gonna be a little interesting. Don't go away. Here's Sandy with Horseflies. Thank you.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Lady Dan with Not in Love right here on The Morning Show, 90.7 The Capstone. So I think we have decided. So I'm going to give up for Lent. Christian's giving up red meat. I'm going to give up cookies.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give up cookies. Should I give up ice cream too? That would be...
I am up there because I could have just given up pork or just beef, but we're going with both.
So I'll give up... Should I give up cookies and ice cream or just ice cream? Because ice cream is a lot more of my vice.
I'd say whatever you eat more, at least do that. So if it's between the two, I'd go ice cream. But you could do both.
So I'm going to give up ice cream, and we'll see. Potentially cookies, but definitely ice cream. I'm going to give up ice cream for Lent. I know it's... I'm locked in now. I'm giving up ice cream, and I've never done this before. So me and Christian are going to do it together. It'll get you some fresh morning show content, and we'll keep you updated on our journey. But we also like to keep you updated on the news. Christian, we're going to do a Crimson White news break. We need a theme for that. Crimson White news break. What's going on?
Well, as we all know, all our views, all our news comes from the Crimson White. So. As you may or may not know, there's a SGA election going on this week.
Yes,
everybody remember to vote on the 28th, I believe is voting day.
Stay tuned, because we may have some guests on the Friday show, Monday show, so stay tuned.
Indeed. Now, there has never been, in the history of the Student Government Association, as far as we know, a vice presidential debate.
Okay.
But that could change. Elizabeth Prophet just challenged Josie Schmidt to a vice presidential debate. She said it could possibly take place before the presidential debate on the 26th.
Okay.
So that's Sunday. So the debate, if Schmidt accepts and the election board approves of the debate challenge, will be the first vice presidential debate the UASGA has seen in recent years, if ever.
Interesting.
This is very exciting.
So stay tuned for that. If they do have a debate, we'll be sure to talk about it.
And if not, the 2023 presidential debate set to occur February 26th at 6 p.m. in the Ferguson Theater. Also, in that same article, if you pull it up on the Crimson White, there's a link to submit questions for the debate. I also believe they sent it out in an email.
Yes.
And there's a candidate forum preceding the event at 5 p.m. in the Great Hall in the Student Center where you can learn more about everyone's platform. So
I think that
get out there and vote, and also go to the event Sunday if you can. If not, look up online, look at candidates' Instagrams, and get informed because it's always important to be an informed voter.
Thank you.
Make sure to exercise your civic duties and responsibilities.
Yes. I'm definitely going to take that information to heart. And Christian, I hope you do as well.
I definitely will. I'm a big voter.
So big voters here in the studio. We like to let our voices be heard, and so we'll keep you updated on any of those developments as they occur. And
indeed,
we will, I'm sure, on the Wednesday morning show next week, we're going to be talking about who is the winner. Because I guess we'd know by then.
Let's see. Sunday,
the vote's on
26,
Tuesday.
Votes on Tuesday.
So would we know on Wednesday morning? Maybe.
Possibly.
If we do, we'll be sure to talk about it. But
we'll talk about it the next week.
Exactly. Wednesdays. So we'll see. Very special day. But you know, this Wednesday is also very special because I think it happens to be. Let me check.
Check my notes here.
It's actually Weezer Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Oh, we were off on that one. Let's try it one more time. It's actually Weezer Wednesday. Here on the 90.7 The Capstone Morning Show, we have Weezer Wednesday every Wednesday. We play you a Weezer song every hour, and so we also like to highlight some Weezer culture, some Weezer trivia sometimes. And so we last hour we did it, and we're gonna do it again this hour. We're gonna do a little cover.
A cover and guess the song. We're not going to announce
the song. We're not going to announce what the song is.
Now,
we know it's a Weezer song.
This one, since it's a cover by them, we should at least say the album.
Yeah, so
this is a cover. It's off the Teal album.
Yeah, so it's off the Teal album. So this is a cover of a cover. Kazoo cover of a cover of Weezer. And yeah, but here we go. So So that is so if you know what that song is, you are a true Weezer fan. And for all the true Weezer fans out there, and for all the non-true Weezer fans, I guess we'll play this for you too. Here is a song by Weezer here on Weezer Wednesday.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Coffee is something that many people drink in the morning. I am not much of a coffee person. I'm more of a tea person. Now, I don't drink tea a lot, but sometimes I do. And I was thinking about, okay, well, which one are either of them actually good for you? So I was looking at some of the health benefits of tea. So as long as you don't, so caffeine can be in coffee as well as tea. And so it says green and black tea are particularly rich in antioxidants, which are antioxidants even, let's see, what even is an antioxidant? Hang on a second, let me check this. Antioxidant, what are they? An antioxidant is a substance that inhibits oxidation, especially when used to counteract the deterioration of stored food products. Well, is that a substance such as vitamin C or E that removes potentially damaging agents in a living organism. Okay, well, that seems pretty good. Let me see. What are three benefits of antioxidants? Here are nine benefits. Nine benefits of we're doing a little research here of some of the benefits of antioxidants. They reduce oxidative stress. Well, what is oxidative stress? They support disease prevention. Now I know what that means. Eye health, they support that. Aid in brain function, contribute to mental health improvements, can reduce inflammation, support the healthy aging process, keep the skin healthy. They can do that, and participate in healthy gut microbiome. Okay, so antioxidants are really good for you. So now we'll go back to health benefits. So antioxidants are in tea. So green and black tea are particularly rich in them. Going back to that. Now, coffee is also packed with antioxidants. So now hang on a second here. Which is healthier, tea or coffee? Both tea and coffee have notable health benefits. Best option depends on what's most important to you. Oh, no. If it's antioxidants you're after, either beverage can check. But if you're looking for something to soothe nausea, hot tea is better. But if you want to consider how you're... So coffee tends to have more than caffeine, so if you're sensitive, tea may be better, kind of depends on what you're looking for, which isn't that just how everything goes. So I think after this research, I know more about antioxidants, but I think I'm going to stick with tea. I go decaf tea because I'm just like, I don't want something to keep me up. I might be feeling a little sleepy and I just want something warm that I can just go off to dreamland with and get some good Z's with a nice little feeling in my tummy. But Grimes is up next with Genesis. We'll go right to that and we'll be back in a minute here on The Money Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is The Morning Show here on your radio station. My name is Noah, and want to tell you about an event that I'm excited about. So tomorrow night in the Student Center, there's going to be a Student Center Theater. There's going to be a little pop culture trivia night. University Programs is putting it on. I consider myself a pop culture aficionado, so to speak. I've got some good questions. So here's a question for you. So what are the names of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West kids? I didn't realize they've got four of them. So I know Northwest, but there are three more. So that is potentially a question that you might get asked about whenever you're at this pop culture trivia night tomorrow night, put on by University Programs. And so you'll just have to go out and see. Winners are going to be getting some Bama cash. So if you're into that, go check it out. They're also going to be having free food and stuff. So go check out the event calendar on wvuafm.ua.edu, our website, to see all the events that we like to plug and let you know about. The Wheelers are up next with Local Band with Learning How to Walk.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
We Alerts with Learning How to Walk right here on 90.7 The Capstone, the morning show. It's almost 10 o'clock, which means the morning show is coming to an end. But don't worry, we're going to be back next week. And if you want to hear more morning show before we are back, me and Christian here in the studio, be sure to check out Friday morning show and Monday morning show, same time, 8 to 10 a.m. We've always got fun stuff going on, fun guests and things going on all the time. Want to shout out our music team, Allison and the music team, for picking new music every week. We got Grade 2 with Fast Pace. This song is described by the music team as shouty punk music. So excited for that. Excited to hear from some Grade 2. So we'll play that music as we close out the morning show. Be sure to check out Instagram at WVUAFM. I'm going to post all the stuff from today, our pink shirts, our pear eating for Tuesday, and more on the morning show. So stay tuned for that. Go check out our Instagram. Go give us a follow if you aren't already. We're giving away stuff sometimes, and we're doing other stuff all the time. So here is Grade 2 with Fast Pace on the morning show. See you next week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.